Yeah. Tough. Sue. Let's go. Rolls Royce truck, that's tough.
That's hard.
You see the star when you look up.
Look up.
Bad bitch, and she got put up. Huncho in the back, cooking up.
Cooking
that's
up.
Tough. That's tough. That's tough. That's tough. That's tough.
That's tough.
That's tough. That's tough.
Go.
That's tough. But guessing the emeralds, they're shining together, that's tough.
Spaghetti.
Yeah. 10-year letters, they still in the picture, that's tough.
That's tough.
Get to the money, on get some with you, that's tough.
Get some with you, that's tough.
Get to the money, on get some with you, that's tough.
Get some with you, that's tough.
We tough. You soft. Make a phone call and knock him off. That's 150 at the loft.
Honey.
I can make a play like Randy Moss.
What?
Ride a Rolls Royce like a boss. It's a bando, not a house. I can stack the money in the couch.
Money.
I just get the chicken, then I'm out.
What?
We came up from nothing to something, got millions, we up.
We up.
Pull up in the lane on the range, the Billy, that's us. That's tough. Wrist bust. Don't talk about my pockets, they stuffed.
They stuff.
You ain't got the money, you bluff.
You
my bitch better than Rihanna, that's tough.
Yes, sir.
Rolls Royce truck, that's tough.
That's hard.
You see the star when you look up.
Look up.
Bad bitch, and she got put up. Huncho in the back, cooking up.
Cooking up.
Don't fuck with it, that's your loss.
Your loss.
Big back, we'll blow the face off.
Yes.
Money make racks on the day off.
Racks.
Money make racks on the day off. Who want the beef?
Who?
A patty a bitch, a patty a bitch.
Be patty.
Straight out the street.
Street.
Hey, pat me the stick, pat me the stick.
Nah.
I stand on 2 feet.
Two.
I raise my wrist, I raise you a brick.
Brick.
It's Huncho and Rich.
Rich.
Not Lilo and Stitch, we can't hit licks.
That's tough. That's tough.
That's hard.
That's tough. That's tough.
Look,
that's tough. That's tough.
Bang.
That's tough. That's tough.
Cookie,
that's tough.
Tough.
That's tough.
Dang.
That's tough.
Dang.
That's tough.
Woo.
That's tough.
That's tough.
That's tough.
Go.
That's tough.
Go.
That's tough.
But
guessing the emeralds, they're shining together, that's tough.
Spaghetti.
Yeah. 10-year letters, they still in the picture, that's tough.
Woo.
Get to the money on get some with you, that's tough.
Get some with you, that's tough.
Get to the money on get some with you, that's tough.
Get some with you, that's tough.
Hitting you hard like a bowl of sketti tonight. Verbose.xyz, stuffing chicken into all the bitches' mouths. I am the mad scientist Miles Road, coupled with my man Crafter, aka my dick run hot, aka Black Jesus, aka 2-for-1 RB special. How are you doing tonight, sir?
Ah, I'm ready. I'm ready for the year. It's been a year. Big 50. Episode 50 coming big right now.
Holy shit. I can't even believe it's the case, but yes, episode 50 tonight. Thank you for joining us if it's your first time. It's been a year. And if you want to listen back a year to episode 1, my name Jeff, we've come a long way. We've definitely come a long way.
For better or worse.
You can say that again. But we got an interesting show for you tonight. Not as interesting as the tyrannical government fueled by lizard people coming to Earth to take us over and enslave us. Doing it through products like, Ring and shit. But it's going to be interesting nonetheless. We got some shit to cover tonight. We'll take a look at Pete Buttigieg a little bit. We'll take a look at the USMCA on both sides of the aisle. And obviously we got to have that sweet ass, beautiful fucking, hopefully running independent Tulsi Gabbard. We'll cover a little bit of some rehash of some stuff, but, you know, I like to hear her voice. It kind of makes me feel funny. And, Bolton and shit. But I don't want to lose sight of Ring. I've been thinking about that a lot lately. Because, you know, there's family members that I know that are like, oh, yeah, I just use Ring. I'm able to see everything through my phone. And I'm able to talk to people on the other side of the door. Not realizing the ramifications of what they've invited into their house. What do you think about that, Crafter? What do you think about...
It's one ring to rule them all, man. One ring to rule them all.
Oh, it's the Eye of Sauron or whatever?
It's the Eye of Sauron. The fucking government, the man, the fucking the popo, fucking 12. They're looking in on you. They're watching you. They're fucking checking who's at your door, who's driving down the street. They're fucking using it for everything. Or just to stalk you. You know, to watch out. Watch out.
Yeah, fuck 12. You heard it here first. We're both on XYZ. Definitely heard it here third. Probably heard it at least twice in your life. I did tonight, and it was in one rap song. and that's why I love the ignorance. There's so many beautiful gems just sprinkled within one simple, beautiful mumble rap song. Definitely. Impeachment shit's weird too, man. Fucking impeachment. We'll get on that a little bit later, but have you heard the rules that exist for this shit? Like, if it's not bad enough that this has been dragged on for the past, what, 4 months? Are we going on 6 months with this? Yeah, and I guess we could talk a whole year considering, like, Russian collusion and fucking Mueller shit if we want to go back that far. What were you going to say?
I mean, no, I have no idea about the rules. Like, I feel like me and the majority of America have tuned out. Like, this has gone on too far. We don't care anymore.
Like, for real, dude. Like, it takes a whole level, another level of autism to pay attention, even just to the news briefings on it. It's enough to make your head spin. It's like, imagine being in a fucking, one of those peanut butter grinder things, and one of the gears is Sean Hannity, and the other is Chris Cuomo, and they're just grinding your brain into a fucking buttery pulp. Yeah, that's the impeachment inquiry. And the media circus is just like straws. Oh yeah, they that shit right to the brain. And you have to be a special person to delve into it. But what makes it crazier to me is that for how long it has drawn out and how long trials have been going on and deliberation and philosophers and fucking jugglers and shit, now we're getting to the proceedings where we vote on how to proceed. And as it basically unfolds is Friday, they're going to vote on whether or not to have witnesses. So in the news cycle now, it's all just fucking speculation of like, oh, so the Dems are going to want to call these witnesses, but the Republicans want to call these witnesses if they want to call witnesses at all. But there's only three that really want to speak to witnesses because they're fucking turncoats, right? So that's first layer. Second layer, if the impeachment proceedings are to continue on, that's only if there's witnesses. If there's not witnesses, they go straight to voting on the articles of impeachment or to dismiss. So shorter trial there. If they do choose the path of going through with having witnesses, then it's a deliberation between who's going to have what witnesses. One side saying it's not baseball cards. The other side saying we want to hear from the whistleblower. You know, so interesting stuff there. But the takeaway from all of that bullshit and the amount of steps it takes to get through just having a fucking trial, it's going to take months. Literally May is going to come around and fucking it's going to be we're still going to be talking impeachment. It's just a continuation of the same minutia over and over again. Literally prolonging the inevitable.
What do you think the inevitable is?
The inevitable is Trump is going to be acquitted.
Yeah, I would say that's true.
Yeah, that's what's going to happen. Trump is going to be acquitted. Trump is going to be acquitted, but there's a possibility of his name being tarnished, and I think that's what the Democrats are looking for. I think it's a waste of fucking taxpayer dollars when you could be working on policy to thwart and to protect and to strengthen. It's bullshit that this is how you're spending your time. It's a filibuster on the presidency, and he's just ignoring you and going around you on Twitter. It's fucking crazy. Like, literally, the president has tweeted out during all of this, like, don't fall for the tricks of the Dems. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? Like, it's literally his fucking sounding board to the rest of the world. He controls the narrative over their head. Fucking, I think Trump's got it gamed. I think he's got the system gamed. I think he's got the system gamed. Let me make sure that you understand that, because I believe in the people. I think the people elected Donald Trump as a fuck you to Hillary. But I also think the people could vote in Bernie Sanders very easily. We could see a major shift from where we've been politically, since the founding of this country. I guess since World War II, since we really needed socialism, like depression and things like that. You know what I mean?
I mean, I guess, yeah, that's kind of a way to look at it. You know, that was after the Great Depression, they introduced a lot more socialism to this country, and, you know, electing Bernie would bring that further.
Yeah. I don't think that would necessarily be something good for America, too. I think that we should just open up industry to the people, right? I think that's where that's America's true freedom, you know? Imagine, bro. Imagine. You don't need a liquor license to sell alcohol.
Oh, shit. Things are going down in fucking hurry.
Yeah, you think?
Like, I feel like we've been taking away, like, self-responsibility and self-control for so long that, like, once we have, like, that, like, it'll just go just too far. Like, we are just surrounded by retards and retardania, and, like, the country, the majority of the population, I'd say 40% at least, don't have the mental capacity to help themselves or elect a leader.
Huh. Interesting. All right, total decriminalization of marijuana and its cultivation. Give that to America. Boom.
I mean, you would probably see a decrease in DWI deaths and liver poisoning and violent crime, and that'd probably be a good one.
But what social cost? I guess DUI, that's definitely a social cost.
Longer lines at Taco Bell.
Shut the fuck up, dude! Oh my god, that's awesome. That's fucking awesome. I love that. I wonder if they serve bat soup at Taco Bell.
Would you get some? Would you get some of that coronavirus soup?
Oh my god, yes. I would love to go to China. Like, I was saying this at earlier today, and now I'm kind of taking it back. Like, I was going to say, I'd go to China right now and eat some bat soup. But I feel like if I went to China right now and ate some bat soup and drank a Corona on the street while everybody's wearing masks and freaking out, I would probably die in one manner or another.
Disappear into some camp. Just go away.
Dude, and there's some real shit going on with that, man. Some people are literally, you know, Americans and people from other countries are, like, trapped there and trying to work their way out, you know? You know, with their kids and stuff. There's that, all that drama put into place with that. But don't you think, like, at that point, China wants you to believe, for the greater good, assimilate into our concentration camp?
I mean, they're going to turn the whole thing into a concentration camp after this thing. That's what they're just waiting for the opportunity. Maybe it was genetically engineered, but it gives them a lot more. We have to do this for your own safety. We're trying to protect the public. We're trying to protect the world. Public health issue. We could lock you away. We can tell you where to go. We can tell you what time of day you're allowed to go places.
Like FEMA camp shit.
Yeah, but the whole country.
Damn. Did you hear Hong Kong is, like, strengthening or closing down their border?
I mean, I'm wondering if, like, this... I'm sure this epidemic has just shut down protests completely. Who wants to hang out with people in the middle of the street? You know? Fuck that.
Boozy, you have it right. China! And Hong Kong is technically owned by China now, right? With an agreement that they stay democratic for at least a certain period of time?
Something like that, I know that, but England owned it until 99 or something.
Interesting. Fuck. It fucks me up too, because I've gotten dangerously addicted to fucking flying drones, and I buy a lot of parts from China, man. What's gonna happen? Am I not gonna be able to get my shit, my cheap Chinesium? Is that possible?
I mean, do you really want it? It might come with the side of coronavirus.
Oh shit! As long as I'm drinking a Corona while experiencing the coronavirus, and I get cheap drone parts, I think I'll be pretty happy. I can accept that. I can accept that.
I mean, kind of like Corona, though. I mean, if you soak everything in lime, that should probably kill the bacteria, so you'd be safe.
Oh, mind blown, dude. Mind blown. What do you think? You get trapped in China like that? Would you try to escape, or would you assimilate?
I don't know. I would probably try to escape, or just fucking... They'd probably murder me and sell my organs.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's metal as fuck. I would definitely try to escape too. So I think it's only like human nature. But maybe not best for the entirety of the world. That's a crazy thing to think. Because you think about that with like the left and right paradigm. I feel like the left is very self-preservation. Like, this is what we need to continue on human race as it is. And to innovate and to become greater and stronger and more powerful. Where like the modern day Democratic Party is like, we have to sacrifice and we have to, you know, go with less and be more conscious of the Earth and the planet and do things that might be uncomfortable but are for the greater good. Would you say that's true?
Fuck, that's hard. Like, if I'm telling somebody what they should do for me and for where I live, yes, they should do it for the greater good. In the end, like, I'm gonna die and I don't give a shit what happens. I don't care. Like, this place got fucked up without my fucking, you know, I got fucked up before I even got a chance to fucking fuck it up myself. So whatever, fuck it. Let's all just throw it away. Just cover it in plastic. Just nuke the whole bitch. Fuck it.
You make a good point, though. I think the average person thinks the same way you do. Like, I care, but I don't really. If it affects my general vicinity, well, fuck, we better come together. Otherwise, nationally, internationally, fuck it. You guys fucking do your shit, so long as it doesn't encroach upon my decrees. That's why, you know, fuck 12, right?
Yeah, fuck
12. Right?
And, I mean, the boomers are the ones that ruined it. And we're just letting them off, and we're just going to pay their fucking Social Security. What the fuck? they fucked it up. All their companies fucked it up. All their innovations of plastics and adding plastic to everything. I didn't get to choose what things didn't come in glass anymore. They just fucking started selling shit in plastic. I had no option here. I was too young to say anything. I couldn't vote. I couldn't, like, decide with my money. Like, I didn't have any money.
Bro, but I love plastic, dude. Plastic is fucking amazing. Like, think about 3D printers and shit and being able to take a literal CAD layout of something and then maybe hours later you fucking have a rendering of that. That's pretty amazing.
Do you know what happens when plastic warms up?
It creates gases.
It releases estrogen.
Estrogen
in your food. And water, and if a plastic bottle warms up, it releases estrogen into the water, like in, you know, water bottles. So we've been polluting everything we eat and drink with estrogen.
Bro, I could do without plastic. I'd rather keep my bottles.
That's why male sperm counts in the West have decreased significantly in the past 30 years.
Because of plastic?
Yeah.
Dude. That fucks with me, too, because I think about men of yesteryear and how fucking burly they were and shit, and then stepping on that scale and being proud when I weigh over 150. Fucking, it makes me sad. Plastics, bro. Fuck plastics, dude. I'd rather be fucking Spartacus than fucking have, like, the convenience of plastic.
Yeah.
And maybe that's the difference, too, if you think about it from the idea of entropy. Like, when you were a burly dude like that back in fucking Roman times and shit, or before, like caveman, fuck it, go back that far, you had to have a certain amount of strength to survive. You get to a certain point where you're able to carry water long distances or store things or, like, be able to keep things from getting any sort of blight, then your existence becomes more cushy and you don't need these sort of things. Couple that with, like, mass production of any sort of toy or thing that you want, and the release of the chemicals into the water turning the freaking frogs gay.
Yep.
Fucking, yeah, you have a cocktail for fucking mangina. I think it happened.
Yeah, and that the chemical, I mean, it's a joke, you know, they turn the freaking frogs gay. But the aspartame has been shown in trials to be able to do that and cause hormone disorders in frogs.
Aspartame, my dude? The fake sugar bullshit?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. And that's right, boozy. I also like using metal to drink out of, for sure. Because fucking metal. But holy shit, dude. A revelation.
But that doesn't necessarily mean it causes hormone issues in humans either. You know, so I don't know.
But yeah, fake sugars have been known to cause cancer. The aspartame, that's hilarious, bro. The aspartame in the water.
Maybe it's not aspartame, maybe it's some other chemical. I'm not a
dude, it's atrazine, my dude.
I'm not a chemist.
It's fucking atrazine. Oh my god.
Get Gary on it. I'm here just to fucking spew bullshit.
Oh my god, dude. I can't believe you said that. That's amazing. I wish there was a fucking t-shirt with that. The aspartame and the water turning the freaking frogs kid. Oh, you're a fucking genius, dude.
Yeah, I am.
It's atrazine. I can't remember what atrazine is used for. Gary! Where are you, Gary? Please look up things for us. Fuck, we don't have a Gary yet.
Yeah.
One of these days, if you're new and you're watching.
Check me. I get like 80% right most of the time. You know, that's pretty good. Right.
If you're new here, we've been looking for Gary for a long time. Please, someone. We need someone to be. Gary essentially is the knockoff Jamie from Joe Rogan. You know, patent pending fucking Gary over here. Anyways, I don't know how to segue to this, but I have a surprise for you tonight, Crafter.
Oh, really?
Yes, I have a surprise for you tonight. Inspired by a conversation that we had earlier, I want to play What the Fuck Does This Mean? And we're going to go through several of my favorite current bullshit mumble rap songs. And I'm going to read a line, and I would like you to interpret it into a language that I understand. Do you think you could do this?
No. No, I can't. I'm very doubtful here.
All right. Cool. Cool. Because I think it's going to get harder as we go with this. And especially towards the end. Oh, my God. But I digress. We'll start with an old favorite. This is what I consider to be the verbose theme song in a lot of ways. This is Young Thug's Hot. This is a hot pile of garbage. And let me give you a random line from here. It's fucking beautiful. Here we go. I am the boss man in the suit with no tie. I can't be sober. I'm gonna stay high. I think we could probably interpret that. What do you think that means?
I mean, yeah. I mean, anyone could hear that. I think it's exactly what it said. He likes wearing fancy clothes without ties, and he's smoking weed all the time.
Okay, all right. This gets a little bit more cryptic, convoluted as we continue on. Pour me some syrup in a Canada Dry, riding in the spaceship like Bonnie and Clyde.
He's putting codeine syrup into a ginger ale beverage, and he's riding around with some type of woman or transgender person who looks like a woman.
Black Jesus fucking throwing it down. I thought though that you're killing me right now, sorry. I thought though that scissor was Sprite and codeine cough syrup. Is that not true?
I mean, I guess yes, scissor is, but he's just saying the word syrup in other weird ways. Some kind of cough syrup mixed with Canada Dry being ginger ale.
I see. So syrup being the more generic version of Sizzurp. Sizzurp is like coined by 3-6 Mafia. You can't patent pending kind of shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
TM. All right, cool. I dig it. All right, let's go on to the next song. This is a favorite of mine, and I think you love this group too. We're gonna go with Migos. Their jam Motorsports. And some of this, it's like, okay, you guys are cute, you know? Like, Motorsport, yeah, put that thing in sport. Shoddy bad, pop her like a cork. You a dork, never been a sport. You know, it's cute. It's fucking cute. But then it gets a little bit weird, and I don't understand. Okay, here's the line. Face my fears, gave my mama tears, shifting gears on the knopf, get serious. Help me here. On the knopf, get serious. Would you like me to spell that?
Sure, yeah. I mean, is it like N-O-F?
No, it is N-A-W-F, my dude.
Knopf.
Knopf. like straight up some Pinky in the Brain shit. No!
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 I mean, that's pretty cool. I mean, faced his fears, gave his mother tears.
Correct.
Switching gears. Maybe he was in a car accident and he went to some hospital named NOF, North Atlanta fucking hospital. Fuck. I don't
Interesting.
I don't know. I don't know. I'm just going to fucking.
No possibly. Idea.
But maybe.
Possibly.
Or just from. I'm from the. Maybe it's him saying North. Like he's from some North side of whatever city.
From the, oh! Oh, maybe. Maybe. And I wonder sometimes with these quick interpretations from Google that they search from like Lyric Find or wherever the fuck that they might be wrong. So we'll take that NOF with a grain of salt. You're right. The grill might make it sound like that. This is pretty well interpreted, this next part, but I think it's funny to read because Migos are kind of clever and using shit that was pertinent to the time. Here we go. Zan's Perky, check, yeah, Billichick. Take the air out of the ball just so I can flex. Take the air out of the mall walking with the stacks. You feel me? I'm assuming Zans or Xanax. Perkies or Percocets.
Yeah, yeah.
Check. And he says check so that he knows that he has them.
That is correct.
Okay. Check. Now, Bill Belichick obviously rhymes like that, and it's clever. And then take out air out the ball, obviously, deflate gate. Take the air out the mall. I don't understand that.
He's bringing large stacks of money to the mall and shopping.
But how does that take the air? Like you take the air out of the room or something?
Yeah, everybody's like,
what? He has red bottoms on. Oh, my God. I don't even know what fucking red bottoms look like, okay, motherfucker? The only thing that interests me when you talk about that shit is usually you conflate it with crypto, okay? That's the only thing that piques my interest there.
It's like Louis Vuitton shoes, red bottoms.
Oh. See, up until right now, I did not realize. I thought red bottoms are their own brand, like Yeezys or something. I don't think I've ever seen Yeezys in real life. The only shoe that I think I can identify on someone's foot would be Jordans. I'm like, oh shit, those are Jordans. And Converse, obviously. And like, you know, I don't know. That's maybe as far as I could go. Fuck it. So okay. Red, yeah, shoes. Awesome. Blows my mind. Okay, next song. This one is where it gets really kooky, and I did this for you, and now you know I asked for that song earlier. This is 2 Chainz with Schoolie. Virgil Discount. First off, what the fuck is a Virgil Discount?
I don't know. I'm confused already. Can I Google this? Do I get Google powers?
Yeah. I grant you the power to Google. Virgil Discount probably just returns you some sort of information on the song. And or is Virgil some sort of company? Or is this a liquor store? I sound like Trump right now. Is this the liquor store that 2 Chainz wants to be buried in on his birthday?
Okay.
When I die, bury me. Sorry, what?
The song's title is referring to Virgil Abloh, a popular fashion designer who is artistic director of menswear, Louis Vuitton, and creative director of a company called Off-White that he created as well.
Dear God, Virgil probably has something to do with Red Bottoms then. This fucking plot thickens. All right. So some beautiful shit in here right off the bat. Here we go. Walked out of Louis looking like a Virgil Discount. If I ain't 100, if it ain't 100, it's a miscount. 7 days a week. I smoke 6 ounces. Okay, I think that's easy enough. But looking like a Virgil Discount. How does one look like a Virgil Discount?
Oh,
I don't know.
I was muted.
Yeah. Oh, God. does one look like a Virgil Discount?
I don't know. I guess this guy hooks him up, maybe. I don't know. I don't.
Right.
That's very confusing. I'm not really into like designer stuff. Like, these rappers. I don't really get it really that way.
Is there a discount bin somewhere?
Maybe. Like, here's the discounts in the back alley. He's going to throw it away. But I was like, oh, no, I'm cool.
I'm cool. I'm good. Okay. Pull up to the flame with my doors off. Tried to count a million, and I dozed off.
That would happen. Count $1 million take a lot of time if you try to count in my hand.
Don't you think if you had $1 million, you'd have one of those machines that actually fucking counted your shit?
You think you would?
Like, come on, like, you count fucking stacks by hand. This fucking guy, Jesus Christ. Yeah, 2 Chainz. Oh my god. And this beat is fucking amazing. It sounds like fucking Lord of the Rings meets Casio keyboards. It's the best shit I've ever heard. Last but not least, we used this tonight, and it's the most fucking steaming pile of dog shit I've listened to in a long time. That's Tough from The Rich Kid with Migo. What Migos in the shit? It's one of the Migos, right? Fucking not.
Oh, yeah. One of the Migos. Quavos.
Quavo. Thank you. Yeah. He's got a really amazing grill. Okay. Here we go. This is actually amazing. Okay. Baguettes and the emeralds, they shinin' together. I'm sorry. Fucking ridiculous. The baguettes and the emeralds, they shinin' together. That's Tough. 10 years later, they still in the picture. That's Tough.
I have no fucking idea what baguette is.
Baguettes and the emeralds.
Emerald.
So, okay, baguettes like diamonds, right?
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
And the emerald.
Yeah. They shining.
They shining.
So, all right. But where are they shining from? Is it from the hand or from the mouth?
And is that Tough? Or is that Tough? Is that
together, of... that's Tough. Baguettes, yeah.
Baguettes.
It's Tough. What? 10 years later, they still in the picture. That's Tough. Does that, what, how, does that mean he didn't pawn them?
I guess so. he still has them, so that's Tough. Fuck yeah, that's... I'm tough. I didn't have to sell my chains, and fucking my rap career didn't go nowhere.
I don't know if that's Tough. I think the tougher guys are the ones that have to make the tough decisions to go to jail. They don't narc any motherfuckers out. And they have to pawn that ring so that they can fucking bail out and shit. Or have money when they get out.
And they got a pound asshole if they want some pussy.
You know, like lay a fucking Playboy magazine on top of that back and start fucking tapping that ass. You know, am I right?
Yeah, or just, you know, hold him down and tattoo a woman's vagina on his asshole. You know, that's not gay.
That ain't gay. If the man has an asshole tattooed with a fucking vagina, then yeah, that's not gay. It ain't gay if the asshole looks like a vagina either.
If it has, like, if it has lips, then it's not gay.
Everything Libby, I love with the top. Fucking the ridiculousness of all of the ignorance that we listen to. It's beautiful. And I jest, but I do really love it deep inside. And part of me thinks it's some sort of CIA programming that, like, they hide, you know, sub-level tones that fucking influence the way you think. Like, pop, I used to think that with pop music, but now, like, rap is the new pop music, so they're using that technology.
I don't Speaking. Think it's even sub-level. I think it's obvious, on the surface, fucking encouraging illegal and fucking irresponsible behavior all the time.
Wow. Revelations here. My mind is fucking blown. Speaking of fucking absolutely horrible fucking rap bullshit, did you see Tyler, the Creator, on the Grammys?
No.
He had a performance. I caught a part of it. I caught a couple really horrible parts of it. I mean, your girl Billie Eilish, she won 4 awards. She
William
was up for 5.
Billie Eilish, fuck yeah.
Yeah, yeah, that's pretty cool. But Tyler, the Creator, had a performance, and he performed from this new album that I feel like, who the fuck listened to that? Am I wrong in this? And like the like, there's a whole generation of kids that are like all about that that album.
I guess so. This is a whole bunch of fucking kids like that.
That right? Way. He won Best Rap Album of the Year.
That's weird.
For real, dude. Tyler the Creator fucking won Best Album of the Year. That happened.
Who was he up against?
I'm not sure. I didn't catch that part of it. I caught it only on headline. But I saw his performance, and it was complete dog shit. It was that whole fucking, you know, character he does now in the disco shit and does the singing. The crazy thing about that is he had Boyz II Men backing him up.
Whoa.
Sing- yeah, dude. I'm like, what the fuck is this? You know? Obviously propping up this guy. I feel like Tyler, the Creator, sold out to the devil. Or, like, the lizard people. Or the Illuminati. He fucking... They sacrificed Juice WRLD to prop up Tyler, the Creator. What the fuck? They yeah. really, truly are sadistic.
Wow. And L. Jefferson, what about the lady that got fired for calling the Grammys fixed? See, it is fixed. It's fixed bullshit. It's a lie. I mean, I think Kanye called it out a long time ago, you know, when he was half crazy instead of full crazy. He was only half
I believe it. Then. I believe it, man. I believe it. I think other people in the system believe it, too. Part of me thinks that Drake is slightly cognizant of that shit going on, you know? He's gotten so deep into the system, he sees how it works, so he kind of, like, is like, fuck you to it a little bit. But he sucks the dick of Hollywood, for sure, since he was young. Called out the Grammys and got fired. Oh, interesting. Wow. That shit blows my mind, man. That's just fucking bullshit. But yeah, fucking Tyler, the Creator. Give me a fucking break. You know what I'm saying? I don't know what's up with the album. You know that chick, fucking Soph?
Yeah.
She wears his clothing line. That's basically all she wears in her videos.
Why?
That golf brand. I don't know. I feel like there's something there too, conspiracy-wise. Like, Soph is propped up as a figurehead for this, like, right revolution within the Generation Z. And she can claim her non-racistness because she's all about Tyler, the Creator. But Tyler, the Creator, is propped up there to be a proxy to that information anyways. And they're funneling that fucking energy through her to fucking sweep a massive... revolution that will take over technology and sell all of our souls to the great beyond. That's what I think.
That sounds cool.
I know, right? Sounds pretty cool.
Sounds like the Matrix.
What? It's always about the Matrix. Yo, come join me. Who is this, homie? What up, dude? Thestis? Yo, what up, Thestis? I would love to join you, but I don't know how to do that. Is it some button I click on? I've never been in this interface before. It is like the Matrix. Thank you for joining us, however. Fuck, dude. I hesitate to do it, but we got some shit to go through tonight. Are you ready to do this?
Oh, God. Okay.
I know. I know. I know. It hurts me, too. we'll take it slow at first. We'll go through a little bit of cutesiness with like the USMCA, but literally fucking very soon we will be jumping into impeachment and just a little bit of information on there and what's going on with the possibility of witnesses. Could be interesting, but we'll start off with a lot of the Lightfoot. Nancy Pelosi is always one of my favorites to watch. She is absolutely insane and fucking has dementia. You know what I mean? It's like these career politicians, why the fuck are you still here? Why are you doing this? You're hurting yourself and others. You do not have the people's best interest in mind. And she very much exemplifies that in this clip. This is Nancy Pelosi celebrating the signing of the USMCA. Here you go. First clip of the night. Boom.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
today we've come together in our caucus to talk about
the
infrastructure of America.
It's like she has pennies in her mouth.
So necessary for our country, and we will have our presentation to you momentarily. But first, I just want to say that in about an hour or so, the President of the United States will be signing the U.S.-Mexico-Canada trade agreement. I want to say that the bill, what the President will be signing is quite different from what the President sent us. And because of the work of the House Democrats under the leadership of Richie Neal with his task force, and made tremendous differences in what was proposed originally and what the President will be signing today.
So basically, fuck you, Donald Trump. This is our bill. We did this.
He understands what he's signing today. And it's about the differences in enforcement, about protecting American workers, protecting the environment, and the prescription drug piece of that. You have this. I'm not going to even read it or reference it.
I'm not even going to fucking reference it. Just believe me. Take my word. It's happened.
So beautiful.
I already have. But to say that because of the work of our chairman of our Ways and Means Committee and the work of organized labor, the AFL-CIO, and Richard Trumka, we were able to make vast improvements. If we weren't, we would not have been able to pass the bill. We would not even want it to pass the bill. But it passed with overwhelming support, and we want to do that for America's workers, America's farmers, America's economy. Just because he would be the person signing it would not be a reason why we would not do so.
Oh, shut the fuck up, bitch. Oh, we really care about the people and the farmers and, the workers. Anyways, we did this.
Something good for the American people. Distinguished chairman.
Thanks, Madam Speaker. The only reason that the president is having this signing today is because of what we did as House Democrats. Just a reminder, you wrote about this for months. Rob Portman said this final agreement would have been something Barack Obama would have negotiated. Senator Toomey complained that it was too democratic and it had too many protections in there for labor rights. John Thune said this was too democratic. And today they're having a ceremony that if this original piece had been offered up to us that the president submitted, it would never have made its way out of the Ways and Means Committee. And recall that because it's a tax issue and a tariff issue, it originates in the Ways and Means Committee and in the House of Representatives. But we went to work on it with the task force that the Speaker and I assembled. We engaged in intense, sometimes fiery negotiations with the U.S. trade rep. And here's what we achieved. By any objective standard, stronger provisions for workers, sounder funding mechanisms to implement the labor and environmental positions, and a better enforcement mechanism than any trade deal in American history, and this is the largest one to date. And on top of all of that, we preserve Congress's right in terms of freedom to bring down drug pricing. If anybody said that at the beginning that we could get the AFL-CIO and the Teamsters to endorse this trade agreement, you would have all been very dubious. Instead, they did because of what we were able to build in.
And the Teamsters.
Anyone who thinks...
Yeah, no, just shut the fuck up. Like, the craziest thing about... The one takeaway that I really get from this, the nice little nugget of information there, is that they're going to start doing trades with Canada for drugs. I forgot about that shit. But they're acting like they fucking proposed that. Like, Trump has been pretty open about him, about wanting to do that from the very beginning. I think in a lot of ways, despite Trump's rhetoric, and I'm saying this now because I've been seeing a lot of it, and I kind of understand it a little bit more since I've been viewing it so much, but despite Trump's rhetoric, he really does kind of reach across party lines on a lot of things. He's not a real Republican. And it's like they hate him just based on his... It's like a personality conflict almost. What say you, Crafter? What say you on this?
Trump's a dick.
Yeah? Yeah? I agree. And? That's it?
Oh, shit. I'm just like talking.
I'm like... fuck.
I mean, NAFTA was taken away because of Trump, and they were forced to make a new deal. Obama should have been negotiating this. He didn't. He negotiated the last deal, and it got taken away by Trump. But it is a personality conflict because Trump's a dick. Trump's a dick. And, you know, that's why there's a personality conflict, because he's a dick.
See, the whole idea, I think, in the way that the Trump party has kind of, like, framed it, is that this was a better deal than NAFTA. Do you think it is a better deal?
I mean, I don't know. I haven't looked at it. You know, so I have no idea.
I like the idea of pharmaceuticals being able to be sold across party lines. But I think that's cool. It'll create competition. And it'll make shit cheaper, too. And there'll be access maybe to things that are cool, like 222s.
Yeah, but the Democratic negotiated deal was not this deal.
Huh.
I mean, that was the Obama deal. That was NAFTA, right? Or is that someone else who put that in?
NAFTA is a long time ago, I thought. Gary? Gary, where are you? NAFTA was so long ago, man. The one thing that sticks out of my mind trade deal-wise with Obama was the TPP, Trans-Pacific Partnership. Do you remember that shit? So, like, yeah, the TPP was all, it was supposed to be this across, you know, multiple country, like, trade deal that had a lot to do with, like, closing down on hardware availability and specs and blueprints and things like that, having it being controlled through government bodies and things like that. There's the craziest thing about it is that a lot of that wasn't released at all up front. It was just like, we're going to sign this deal and not tell you what's in it. And Obama was like leaning towards it. It got delayed into 2016, and then Trump was like, fuck this. And it means a lot to a lot of people as far as selling out to, like, Asia and shit like that. So, I don't know, man. That's the trade deal that comes to mind for me. I feel like Obama was a bad president. He just sold it with a smile. But we're not talking, fuck Obama, dude. Like, and fuck Trump, too. Don't get me wrong. But, fuck Obama first. He came before, and fuck George W. before him. We could go all day on that. Fucking.
Fuck,
oh yeah.
Clinton.
Yeah,
fuck,
that's right.
W. Bush.
Yeah.
Fuck who for that? Reagan.
Reagan.
And fuck the guy before him, and fuck them all.
Fuck them all and feed him fish, my dude. Who was before Reagan? Was that Gerald Ford?
Sure.
And then Nixon, before that, Nixon.
Where was fucking...
Oh, wait, no, Jimmy Carter. I fucked around. Yeah, and forgot
Carter,
Jimmy Carter.
Mr. Peanut.
Dude, someone told me Mr. Peanut died. Is that true?
I don't know. Maybe. He's a peanut. Probably didn't
Gary, did the legume known as Mr. Peanut die? Please tell us. This next clip segues in between two things I want to talk about tonight, which is Bolton. And his whole manuscript and impeachment proceedings. He'll die during the Super Bowl. See, I thought something was going on with that El Chapo. Exactly. Fucking go Niners. You heard it here first. Verbose.xyz. But it'll segue between that and what we just talked about with the USMCA. There's some interesting information in there about the right side on how they feel about this monumental deal. Here we go. Let me fucking hit this. I'm gonna hit you in the face with this fucking. Take it easy, El Chapo. Have a good night.
Vice President Trump telling Republicans to not be bullied into allowing witnesses in the impeachment trial. We have just received a statement from the lawyer for John Bolton about his possible testimony. Also tonight, President Trump is celebrating another political triumph. The president signing the new North American trade deal, an agreement he calls cutting edge and state of the art. It also was
state
bipartisan
of
piece of legislation. Chief White House correspondent John Roberts has the story tonight live.
It actually was. I can't talk
to you, Brett. On the USMCA, it was a campaign promise that the president's opponents, even some of his supporters, didn't see a need for back in 2016. But over the past 3 years, President Trump has steadily built a case to dramatically rewrite the trade relationship between the United States, Canada, and Mexico, and he sold it to Congress.
Oh, shit.
With the thank you, President Trump, for selling them leaders and corporate on a deal.
In the audience, President Trump today celebrated the biggest bipartisan win of his presidency, signing the USMCA into law.
Everybody said this was a deal that could not be done. Too complicated, too big, couldn't be done, we got it done.
The president hadn't even put pen to paper before House Speaker Nancy Pelosi claimed credit for it.
We were able to make vast improvements. If we weren't, we would not have been able to pass the bill.
The South Lawn ceremony was, in part, to draw a contrast with the proceedings on Capitol Hill, the president thanking Republican senators for their support.
I want their vote.
Also urging Republicans to resist increasing pressure to call witnesses in the Senate trial, tweeting this morning, remember, Republicans, the Democrats already had 17 witnesses. We were given none. Witnesses are up to the House, not up to the Senate. Don't let the Dems play you. Today, a revelation regarding the number one talked about witness, former National Security Advisor John Bolton. In a letter from the NSC, Bolton was told the manuscript of his upcoming book appears to contain significant amounts of classified information, some of it at the top secret level. Bolton is told the manuscript may not be published or otherwise disclosed without the deletion of this classified information. That letter was sent January 23rd. 3 days later, significant portions of the manuscript were leaked to the New York Times. National Security Advisor Robert O'Brien doubts it was leaked by anyone under his charge.
I don't think the book was leaked from the NSC. I'm pretty confident of that.
While Bolton claims in the manuscript that he was very concerned about the president's Ukraine policy, in this interview from Radio Free Europe at the end of August, he appeared to show none.
He and President Trump have already spoken twice. They were very warm and cordial calls. The success of Ukraine, maintaining its freedom, its system of representative government, a free market economy free of corruption, and dealing with the problems of the Donbass and the Crimea are high priorities here, obviously, but high priorities for the United States as well.
The president himself could be fueling the fire to call Bolton today, tearing a strip off him on Twitter, saying Bolton couldn't get approved for ambassador to the UN, begged me for a non-Senate approved job, mistakenly says Libyan model on TV, and many more mistakes of judgment, gets fired and goes out and immediately writes a nasty and untrue book, all classified national security.
As you mentioned, Brett, a few minutes ago, we got a statement from Bolton's attorney, Chuck Cooper, who included in that statement a response to the January 23rd letter from the NSC. This sent on January the 24th about Bolton saying, quote, if he is called to testify, it seems certain that he will be asked questions that will elicit much of the information contained in the chapter of his manuscript dealing with his involvement in matters related to Ukraine. We do not believe that any of that information could reasonably be considered classified, but given that Ambassador Bolton could be called to testify as early as next week, it is imperative that we have the results of your review of that chapter as soon as possible. In the statement, Cooper says he has heard nothing back from the NSC on that request since Friday. Right?
John Roberts, Live on the North Lawn. John,
Yeah, there you go. Fucking, how about them apples? First of all, fucking, I want to touch on the last thing with the USMCA and all of this. Do you truly think that this is a moment for Trump? He's like reached across the aisle and kind of created a deal. And is this a big win for Trump or not?
I mean, I don't know. I mean, I guess in some ways you could say it is, but I mean, they also passed the Patriot Act in the middle of impeachment hearings. So, I mean, it's not like everything's been voted down during Trump's presidency, you know, it's just, but they really want to highlight this one.
And that's a very interesting thought, too, because I feel like throughout modern government in the United States, we've always made these really convoluted bills so we could hide other things and get things passed on the secret. And the main tool since, like, George W. has been, like, media flood of specific scandals and things like that to then, like, sweep other bills like executive privilege, fucking Monsanto bill, fucking Patriot Act shit, right, you know, right under your noses, right, blatantly right in front of you. You're just paying attention to other shit. Ah, fuck this mass murder. Ah, fuck this Super Bowl. Ah, fuck, you know, the impeachment hearing. It's all the same fucking distraction. As your rights are slowly, slowly stripped away. Yeah. Yes.
Constant chaos, always a problem.
Right. Huh. I don't know. Is it, though? Or is it what we need? We need to break out of that structure. Fuck, killing me. And this will be the last thing I play on the impeachment tonight. Hopefully this fucking whole impeachment shit ends at some point. This is also from Fox News. It's Mitch McConnell's talking about Mitch McConnell's statement on GOP senators don't have the vote to block witnesses. So like I was saying before, that's the next Friday, they're, 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. They're going to be fucking voting on whether or not to have witnesses or not. Let's hit this clip. You tell me which. Oh, wait, what? Fuck. I almost moved on from the last clip. Hold on. Hold the brakes here. Fucking John Bolton. Whoa, exactly. John fucking Bolton, okay? Speaking of witnesses, he would be the prime witness that the GOP would want, the Democrats want to hear from, right?
That mustache. Dang. Mustache right on that motherfucker.
Yeah, that motherfucker's like got a, he's got a Tom Selleck. He's got a Tom Selleck since before Tom Selleck was a mustache. You know what I'm saying? It's fucking fierce. Warmongering motherfucker, I must say. So it speaks volumes to him leaving the Trump regime. I keep saying that. But it feels more and more pertinent as the realities of Putin becoming supreme ruler. What do you think? Fucking supreme. Do you think Putin will become supreme ruler? Do you think that's going to happen? Is that a reality?
It could happen. He could become the supreme ruler of Russia.
Wow.
Might as well get a title for his actual job.
Yeah, got him. So John Bolton is a fucking warmongering asshole. But he claims that he was in that meeting. He's got the juice. So then decides to write a fucking book about it. And then parts of that book leaked. Bada bing, bada boom. What do you got? You got a recipe for fucking evidence from the DNC to bring to fucking the impeachment hearing. Like, they're already talking about that. And that's the funny thing, because the Democrats, they're like, motherfuckers, shit, we got that Bolton manuscript hot, fresh out the presses. What better place to debut it than the Senate floor?
Yeah.
And then the Republicans are all like, all right, we have to take this to us. It's still in top secret classified condition. Let's bring it to a top secret classified area, review it, and then take it from there to whether it be admissible. Democrats instantly are like, what? See, I told you so. The Republicans are trying to control the information because they're scared. Oh, so scared. I don't know what's worse, getting impeached for getting your dick sucked and finger banging a chick with a cigar, or getting impeached because you had a phone call with a foreign leader and wanted to fucking dig up dirt on Burisma and Joe Biden's ties, with Ukraine. I don't see anything wrong with that, even though it's shady, right? It's a double whammy. It's another piece of that 4D chess shit. You know what I mean? Because, like, at the end of the day, it is POTUS's responsibility in a lot of ways to make sure that corruption isn't there when dealing with foreign policy, right? So if you got an inside motherfucker that's fucking taking foreign money illegally, he's taking that, he's like draining the swamp, right? Am I right? No? Are you muted again, motherfucker?
Oh, shit. Yeah, I guess in a way, yeah, that's exactly kind of what's happening. It's in a form draining the swamp, maybe a little targeted, but you got to start somewhere.
Right, totally. Fuck this clip. It's just going to rehash the same shit that we just talked about, and it's boring as fuck. I want to get to fucking Buttigieg. We gotta go on a light note because fucking Jesus fucking Christ. Impeachment is fucking arduous. It's a long slog uphill battle. But we're almost there. Only another fucking year of this shit until fucking Trump 2020. And then maybe we'll drag it out for another 4 years. That would be fucking amazing. That would be hilarious. Fucking 5 more years of impeachment. I give up. Fuck it. We'll start with this channel. We'll be kind of a fucking alien conspiracy channel at that point.
Like, that sounds fun, fucking, you know, because like
I can't do I can't do this shit.
It's so boring. It's so boring. Just like get it over with. I don't care anymore. Whatever. Like you guys are gonna ruin everything either way.
Yeah, exactly. Why don't you work on ruining shit, you know, through legislation rather than fucking creating this shit so, oh, Adam Schiff, you put on an excellent performance. It's amazing. There's no quid pro quo. There's no quid, no pro, no quo. So you cannot, you know, it's the same fucking ad nauseum fucking shit over and over and over again. And this is why we have to listen to Pete Buttigieg and Tulsi Gabbard tonight. Very important. Both of which, I'm not going to lie. Pete Buttigieg, I wouldn't say he's a broken record, but he's like a hollow log. You know, you kind of blow air in it and there's a nice little echo. And it might sound nice and dainty and woodsy or something like that, but it really serves no purpose. That to me is Pete Buttigieg. I'll put it to you real right there. This is a clip of him. I think this was 4 days ago from Fox News. Buttigieg reacts to rocket attack in embassy in Baghdad. And I just want you to listen to his what he would do as president. Here we go.
Let's play this out in real time. And I don't even know if you know this, but there has been a rocket attack tonight on the U.S. embassy in Baghdad. It believes it was not the Iranians, but Iranian-backed militias. They hit the embassy. We
so, yeah, this is a minute ago.
According to U.S. officials, there were no fatalities. We don't know yet whether or not there were any casualties. But again, a rocket attack on the U.S. embassy in Baghdad by Iranian-backed militias. What does President Buttigieg do in this moment? What questions are you asking? What steps are you taking?
Well, first, we have to take steps to make sure that U.S. personnel are safe. And we have to look at a proportional response or preventative actions to make sure this can't happen again. And we should be coordinating with our allies in order to make sure that that safety is enhanced as we move forward.
Sounds like SOP to me,
dude. These are not the kinds of conflicts that we were used to a decade or a generation ago. We're talking about complicated dynamics with proxy fighting, with different kinds of players, sometimes hard to even tell where something came from. And that's the world that the next president is going to have to manage. But the other thing is that we've got to manage that with a view to the people, the humans, the Americans who are impacted. That's why it was so disturbing to hear the president seem to brush away the traumatic brain injuries of the Americans who were injured by the Iranian missile attack in Iraq. We're talking about somebody who, as a privileged son of a multimillionaire, faked an injury in order to avoid serving, goes on to become the president, and minimizes the real injuries of those who did. This is exactly why someone like Donald Trump has no business anywhere near the Situation Room, because you have to be able to make these decisions with the perspective of those who will have their lives on the line every minute that they are in the Middle East or in the region.
Mayor, we have to...
Okay. Oh, yeah. Good job, Pete Buttigieg. You use words. Oh, but and at the end there, I can really relate because you said "fuck Donald Trump." Mm. Oh my god, dude! What do you think? Am I overreacting to this, or is he just like a fucking stupid shill of a puppet?
I mean, I had a hard time staying awake just through that fucking clip. Like, God, like was he gargling cum while he's talking? I don't know what the fuck was happening.
There might be some residuals, my dude. There might be. But yeah, fucking, it's like. The things you're saying are words that connect together, but they lack substance. They lay flat, you know? And I think that early on they compared him to fucking Beto, to Robert Francis O'Rourke. And I think that's a really good comparison because they both lack substance and ride on some sort of contrived Obama impression. That's what I think.
Yeah, they're heavily relied on image and what they can be portrayed as, not of who they are.
Yeah, exactly. They're it's like a brand. It's like a brand with no message. Verbose is the opposite. We're a message with no brand. We're neither. We're neither a message nor a brand. We just kind of exist. It's like in the ether. It's the verbosity of being verbose for the sake of being verbose. Fuck it.
Verbosity. Hey, we just exist to take up space.
Hell yeah. And to do such, we will have a juxtaposition tonight, Pete Buttigieg and Tulsi Gabbard. This is a clip also from Fox News, and I'm excited about it because my boy fucking Brian Kilmeade is on here. This is Fox and Friends in the Morning. I feel like in this clip he was falling asleep, though, because he's one of those moderates that lean a little bit left at times, but mostly on war policies. It fucks with me. It's like, huh, interesting. Fucking neocon weirdness of, like, the continuation of Bush Jr., you know? Fucking weirds me out. But anyways, this is him on this is Tulsi Gabbard, on our future president, and Hadi on Fox and Friends, fielding a little bit of information that we haven't heard from before, a couple tough questions, but mostly the same ending to regime change war. Here we go.
I think they, my campaign.
What do you say to the critics who say she's eighth, ninth in the polls, depending on the poll you look at? She's doing this just to stay relevant.
I'm an American. I love my country. I will not allow this kind of blatant smear tactics to go unchecked. That's what this is about.
But how has she damaged you $50 million?
Again, you can look at the details that are in the lawsuit. I'll let the lawyers.
Have you lost $50 million worth of campaign contributions?
This is really what is at the heart of what we're talking about here, is an attempt to suppress freedom of speech,
right,
the freedom of Americans like myself, who are calling out and being very honest about the damage that policies that Hillary Clinton and others have wielded in positions of great leadership and power in this country. For her to be able to use her position to essentially imply that I am a traitor to the nation that I love cannot go unchecked, because if she can do it to me, and if her powerful allies can do it to me, they can do it to anyone.
You want to hold her accountable. Why do you think she did this in the first place? Did y'all have a history?
Again, you can look at the record what happened after I announced that I would resign from the DNC and I endorsed Bernie Sanders back in 2016.
That's probably it.
You can look at the long history that I've had throughout my 7 years in Congress in speaking out and calling for an end to regime change wars, an end
there
to
it
this
is.
Wasteful, stupid
You have to
wars,
drink every time Tulsi Gabbard says regime change wars.
An end to this new Cold War and nuclear arms race, and really speaking to the kind of leadership that
That's
I bring as president to redirect our taxpayer dollars towards actually serving the needs of our people here at home.
Right. So she takes a shot at you. You're suing her. But meanwhile, looming straight ahead is Iowa. Tulsi, what do you need in Iowa to keep your campaign going, at least to New Hampshire? What's the percentage? What's the vote total?
I'm here in New Hampshire now. We're focusing. I'll be here in New Hampshire pretty much throughout the next few weeks as we head to the
so
New Hampshire
kind of
primary.
Up Iowa?
And we're looking forward to a good outcome here.
In New Hampshire, so kind of giving up on Iowa. In New Hampshire, your average is 4.5%. You're about eighth on the chart. What do you need to survive? If you're going to bypass basically Iowa and go to New Hampshire, what do you need out of New Hampshire to keep momentum going?
Again, we'll see what happens on Election Day. I'm really enjoying and appreciating the opportunity to spend this time with New Hampshire voters. Polls are showing all different numbers. I'm really focused on the voters here in New Hampshire. We've got a very important decision ahead of them.
Right. As you go out and you canvass the country talking to voters about this next presidential election, given the fact that Washington is all about impeachment, how often, Tulsi Gabbard, does somebody say, hey, I care about it, or are they more interested
how
in
often?
Bread and butter issues?
Very rarely does the issue of impeachment come up. The issues that are coming up here in New Hampshire especially are issues like the opioid crisis that is still devastating so many families, that is costing families and communities so much. Issues come up related to education. Issues come up related to our country's national security and the sacrifices being made by our men and women in uniform. Healthcare, immigration, the economy. There are so many different issues that come up on a daily basis through the town halls that we are having here. And these are the kinds of discussions that I think are really important that we should be having.
Do you resent Tom Steyer and Mike Bloomberg spending their way to success in a lot of these areas? Bloomberg is now fourth in a lot of polls nationally. Tom Steyer is a factor in Nevada and South Carolina. How do you feel about them using their own resources and kind of making themselves relevant?
I'm focusing on my campaign and the people-powered campaign we have. I take no money
fuck
from
Bloomberg.
PACs or lobbyists or corporations. And it's an incredible and inspiring thing to see how many people are rising up to the occasion to invest in our future, because this is really, it's not about me. It's about the future of our country and Americans from across party lines, from across backgrounds and walks of life coming together to stand up, working side by side to usher in that bright new future with peace and opportunity and freedom for every single American.
All right, Tulsi, thank you so much. We wish you the best. Thank you for serving our country.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Tulsi, for serving our country. My big takeaway for me in this clip, I may not agree with a lot of her policies, some others because Keckworthy, others because I truly do, but she is really fucking good at pointing out, like, the corruptions and the evils that take place in the government. You know what I'm saying? Fucking blows my mind that she can see through all this impeachment bullshit. She's pointing out the Cold War and the nuclear arms race is going on, like, Middle East and shit like that. Fucking fuck you, Saudi Arabia, watching you. You know what I mean? Fucking she's the only one doing it. She's the only one, like, outwardly anti-war.
Or just like the other issues, like talking about the opioid crisis or, you know,
yes,
like domestic issues, like because of the whole impeachment crisis, you know, our legislators have spent very little time thinking about helping us or you know, what kind of programs should be helping us or what kind of tax dollars should be appointed to people or what, you know, it's like most of their time is spent on trying to get this man out of office or keep him in of office. And it seems like that's all they care about. They're not even doing their jobs. They consider their jobs now just impeachment.
Well, if you Democrats out there are listening, you know, fucking hold your worth. Show us your worth. Fuck all this shit. Fuck all this bullshit of the impeachment inquiries and trials and whatnot. And show Trump play Trump in his own court, which is fucking making deals and doing business. Making that the priority, listening to your Congress people and Senate and what the people have to say, bringing that to the table. But no one will ever listen to us, I don't think, Crafter. What do you think?
Nah, no one's going to listen to us.
Nah. Fucking, we're just chopped liver over here, having all the good ideas on the fucking, on the most exclusive podcast on the planet. Exclusive meaning a few views. But it's not about the views, it's about the message. And if the Democrats really did listen to us, they'd understand that the original idea of the people stands true. And the idea of just kind of flexing so that we vote for you and we keep getting enslaved by the man, it doesn't work for me. It doesn't work for me. I do appreciate the sentiment a lot of times, especially environmental shit. We got to start being more conscious. But in a productive and creative way. Not a fuck you, let's take this shit away from everybody. We've already opened Pandora's box. I can't see fucking throwing it back in. Fucking, what do you say, nuclear? Everyone? We should just go nuclear? The true green energy?
Yeah, anyone who's not underground, you're gonna die. The rest of us become mole people.
Yeah, fuck yeah, dude. Hollow Earth for life. Let me get a fucking Hollow Earth tattoo. So all about it. tattoos, man. I should get a tattoo. It's been a minute, dude. You know, but I've been saying this for a while. Tattoos, not having a tattoo is like the new tattoo. It's like conservatism is the new counterculture, how Paul Joseph Watson has said that so long ago. Same thing going on here. Tell you what, we are verbose.xyz. It gets kooky towards the end of the show because fucking I'm tired. I know Crafter's tired. Fucking my energy drink is wearing off and I'm not feeling as hype as I was at the beginning.
Yeah, and more cocaine.
Yeah, and less coronavirus.
Yeah.
More coronas, less coronavirus. My heart goes out to you guys in Hong Kong holding it down. I hope this coronavirus doesn't keep you from keeping the resistance going. Fucking rock and roll to all the resistance and the true change that is made in the world. Shout out to Tulsi Gabbard's fine ass and titties. I hope that you are the Madam President one day. Also, that would make prostitution legal, which would be interesting. Not that I would partake, because, you know, got a girlfriend and stuff.
I mean, but it's going to be everywhere, you know? She'll be partaking, you know? What the fuck?
What do you mean, like, that's how we'll make income? She'll, like, double the amount of money that I make because she'd be hoeing out for the government?
No, I'd just be like, you know, I went to Starbucks drive-thru, got a hand job, you know? It was real quick.
Bro, do you think that they'll, like, they'll go that far? As far as, like, accessibility? Like, you'll be able to get a fucking boner dash and shit so you can, like, order fucking blowjobs to your door?
Yeah.
It's like... Or, like, the Uber driver's... Blow dash, dude! Yes! Fuck, someone's gonna steal that idea. And then we're gonna be so sad. We're just gonna be stuck doing our podcast. But I was thinking about this today, because it's our 100th episode. We're kind of like how SNL portrayed Wayne's World. It's like, we're like SNL Wayne's World, like, doing our TV access show, fucking rocking out. We think we're cool, but no one else does.
Party on, Miles.
Party on, Crafter! Oh, that's probably the gayest thing we've ever done in our life. Hey, fucking shout out to Alex Jones. I gotta make that a point. I gotta make that a point every show. Until one day, you might come on the show. Grace us with your presence. Crypto's been crazy lately. Keep your eye on it. Stock market's down. Especially NASDAQ today. Oh no, it was one of the two. But crypto's up.
Yep.
It's the Iran conflict and coronavirus fucking hitting your, so check your wallets, motherfuckers. You might have a few more bucks in there. Fucking straight Palestine, motherfucker, transsexual Egypt, and don't ever forget the gay is real. Crafter, hope you had fun tonight. Fucking, I know I did.
Big 50.
Fuck yeah, it's been a year. Thank you for showing up. Thank you for tuning in. Check us out, verbose.xyz. We will see you next time.
Smarter, gotta move harder. Nigga try to give me 5 mile water. I lay his ass down on my son, on my daughter. I had the Draco with me, Dwayne Carter. Lot of niggas out here playing, ain't ballin'. I done put my whole arm in the rim, Vince Carter. And I know Poppy get a key for the quarter. Shawty barely seen the double C's I bought her. Got a bitch that's looking like a Leo, she a model. I got the pink slip. My whip is keyless. Compton, I'm about to get the key to the city. Patty, light up the seat. Forgetting out the coupe at the lot. Tony fuck 12, fuck SWAT. Busting all the bells out the box. I just hit a lick with the box. Had to put the stick in the box. Pour up the whole damn seal. I'ma get lazy. I got the mojo deals. We been trapping like the 80s. She said the nigga soul. Got the cash out. Told him wipe a nigga no. Say slash slash. I won't never sell my soul. And I can back that. And I really wanna know. I've been moving them out. And steal it with me, then he got the blues in the pouch. Took her to the forest, put the wood in the mouth. Bitch, don't wear no shoes in my house. The pilot I'm flying in, I never wanna fly again. I take my chances in traffic. She sucking no dick, no hands with it. I just made a rolly plane like a landing strip. I'm a 2020 president candidate. I done put 100 bands on Zimmerman shit. I've been moving real gangsta, so that's why she pick a crit. Shawty call me Chris Cole, cause I pop my shit. Got it out the mud. There's nothing you could tell me. Yeah, when I had a job. South Street wealthy. Yeah, out the coupe at the lot. Tony fuck 12, fuck SWAT. Buzzing all the bells out the box. I just hit a lick with the box. Had to put the stick in the box. Pour up the whole damn seal. I'ma get lazy. I got the mojo deals. We been trapping like the 80s. She said the nigga soul. Got the cash out. Told him wipe a nigga no. Say slash slash. I won't never sell my soul. And I can back that. And I really wanna know where you at.